This is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. I am really pleased to have, kind of in honor of that month, talk about a very interesting angle on many different ways that sexual assault is being approached and needs to be approached. Gladie McCollum is here with me. Gladie, I met you first through Access.
Yeah.
And then spoke with you recently again and found out about some interesting work you're doing. You are writing a curriculum for cosmetology schools.
Yes, very exciting.
And this curriculum is on how to approach domestic violence and how to be prepared to talk about it with clients when they're sitting in the hairdresser or cosmetology chair. Kind of a nuanced but interesting way to realize how pervasive and how far-reaching sexual assault is in our culture. So thank you for coming in and talking about the work you're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and it's been great to connect.
So, okay, let's get right into it.
Yeah.
Curriculum for domestic violence and sexual assault counseling for hairdressers
mm-hmm.
and cosmetologists. Explain what,
yeah.
explain what this means.
So Aaron Classes LLC reached out to me in the state of Illinois in 2017. They actually passed a law where all cosmetology professionals have to have an hour of domestic violence and sexual assault awareness training in order to maintain their license in the state. So they got together with me asking me to build this curriculum. It is an awareness education course. It will be provided to professionals online, which is super exciting. So I'm really – it's been amazing. It'll launch in mid-May. It'll go up for accreditation in mid-May. But it'll talk about just the basics to understanding domestic violence and sexual assault, what to do when a client discloses to the professional, whether they're in the cosmetology chair or they're at the nail salon or anything related to cosmetology and care for the body in that way. And then it'll also include a toolkit, so resources that are Illinois-based and direct responses that professionals can give to their clients to offer that immediate support.
What kind of tools?
So I will be including in the curriculum that I'm writing, I don't know if every curriculum includes this, a list of every domestic violence and sexual assault agency in the state of Illinois, because it is an online education course, so anyone in the state could be taking it anywhere. And I'll also be including some national hotline information, some direct responses that they can immediately give to someone when they disclose, as well as just some tips in how to help them get to the next resource or how to potentially help a survivor escape a dangerous situation if that is what they're presenting.
Mm-hmm. So you said this is a requirement now in the state of Illinois.
Yes.
Why is this important?
It is very important because, I mean, for one, I know that when I go to get my hair done or my nails done, in the rare times that I do that, I tell my hairdresser everything. She knows everything. The nail technician knows everything. So I think that a lot of times our cosmetology professionals end up being second counselors in a way, kind of like your bartenders, your second counselor. So it's important because a lot of times they are told things, very, very personal things about their clients' lives and the struggles that they're dealing with, and then being able to support them. And professionals have said they feel ill-equipped. They don't know what to do because that's not what they were trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a
sense of what kind of things are you telling them in terms of what to do in this curriculum?
Yeah, so there are several main things. One is I introduced the BASER model, which is also something that Assault Care Center Access here in town teaches. And BASER stands for Believe, Affirm, Support, Empower, and Refer. So those are the five main things that anyone can do if someone discloses violence to them. So first of all, believing them, affirming their experience, supporting them, thanking them for sharing with them, empowering them to get the support that they do need, or empowering them to leave if that's potentially what they're wanting to do, or just empowering them to help them make the right decision for themselves, and then referring them to resources or people that can help them through the next stage.
And that's the toolkit.
That is part of the toolkit. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And then the second thing that I think is in there that's really important is I provide scenarios. So what that might look like when someone discloses, and how they can support them. Like I've heard stories from survivors where they worked with their hairdresser and their hairdresser charged them twice of what the service was, and then kept that second charge in an envelope for them so that that person had cash, so that when they were ready to leave their abusive partner, they were able to have money that they had saved away that their hairdresser had helped them with. Yeah, so there are really creative solutions in there, too, as ways that you can support anyone.
Wow, so the hairdresser is a potential first point of contact for somebody.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're more likely to tell, a friend or family member what's going on, and a hairdresser feels so familiar, a cosmetology professional feels so familiar because they're providing care for you, right? They're taking care of your hair, taking care of your nails. That's self-care. So it's can feel like a very loving action.
Yeah, my hairdresser said it's partly the act of touching the person that triggers that kind of intimacy openness on the part of the client.
Absolutely.
How did you end up doing this? It's an interesting place to end up.
Yeah, it really is. So in January, I moved into being completely freelance. Prior to that, I was working with survivors of violence with Access, and I've been working in the human services industry, trauma industry, for about 8 years. And I knew that I wanted to do more. So I moved into coaching, and I do freelance writing, and then I coach professionals in high trauma and high burnout industries. And since I have this background experience, I've written curriculum before. So this is just that next step of doing it out there on my own and still being a part of the movement, even from the sidelines.
You're a writer.
Yes. Yeah.
And you describe yourself as having a passion for human rights.
I do, yes.
Explain what that means in your own mind.
Yeah, I've always had a passion for human rights and advocacy. I know that when people ask me, what does it mean to be an advocate for others, I just say that it means protecting their story and then providing a pathway for them to be able to share their story with others. So I really strongly believe in continuing to lay bricks and a foundation for others so that they have a platform to stand on, that I have had such the privilege of a platform to stand on in my life. And I know that there are people in history who built that stage for which I can stand. So I feel it's important in order to just expand that space so that others can do the same thing.
Well, it sounds like you're really expanding it into very nuanced areas.
So yes.
And kind of on the, the ideas are big, but the actual carrying out the ideas is very specific and very grassroots in a way, where it really reaches real people where they really live. So that's really part of this. Do you think that a curriculum like this will be adopted by other states as well? Is it your sense that
I hope so. It seems like it's becoming more of a movement. I know that the local academy here is already working with Access to have more of that training. Access does go in and talk to their students about domestic violence and sexual assault awareness. So I think more and more schools and more states are going to start to see this transform.
Are you interested in continuing to write curriculum for other scenarios?
Oh, absolutely.
What's next for you?
Absolutely. I would love that.
What would you do next?
What would I do next? Oh my goodness, I don't even know. Can I just infiltrate every industry so that everyone's informed? That would probably be the best.
Well, we're speaking with Gladie McCollum, and Gladie, you're an Ames native.
I am, yeah.
You went to Iowa State.
I did.
And then you went to Purdue and got your master's in psychology.
Yeah, master's in psych from Purdue University Global.
Yeah. And Gladie is writing a curriculum with the Our engineer is writing military. She wants
the
curriculum
next.
For the military. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be amazing. They do have curriculum. My husband is actually military, 10-year veteran.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so we're speaking with Glady McCollum. And thank you for coming in, Glady, and kind of topping off Sexual Assault Awareness Month here at KHOI with us. Glady has written a curriculum for cosmetology school, an online cosmetology mm-hmm. school, because the state of Illinois has made it a requirement that they have training in counseling for sexual assault and violence. And last words, Glady?
Oh, I would say anybody can be an advocate and anyone you can support. All you have to do is believe.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.